This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. It is 12:04 on this Monday, the 3rd of February, 2020. Today, I'm in the studio with...
Frida Liu.
And Jeff Sandu.
And, of course, our producer is Christine Wong. Say hello, Christine.
Hello.
We're going to be with you until about 1 o'clock this afternoon. And if you'd like to get in touch with our show, get us via WhatsApp. You can text us on 018-789-8899. You can tweet us at BFM Radio and get us on Instagram, also at BFM Radio. Now, today's topic of conversation. Over in Hong Kong, workers have been told to stay at home as government and businesses are trying to stop the spread of the coronavirus. So we thought we'd ask you guys, are you getting the protection you need? For those of you working with the public, does your company provide you with health and safety precautions? If so, what are they? For example, things like face masks, hand sanitizers. Are you being told to go home or stay at home? Let us know what's happening where you are. 018-789-8899. Twitter and Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. That is what we are running through with until 1 o'clock. That will then be followed up by an amazing story coming out of China about a hospital that was built in 10 days. And we'll be wrapping up with a cashless story all about how Cyberjaya has gone cashless. Interesting stuff. Right, civil servants, bank staff, lawyers, and a host of other private sector employees have been asked to work from home as Hong Kong does its best to minimize the threat of the Wuhan coronavirus spreading to the wider community. Last week, the government said civil servants would stay away from the office until the end of last week, although it would not apply to those who provide urgent and necessary public services. So there are about 176,000 civil servants in Hong Kong. Some other government departments have closed their offices, and the city's public sports facilities, museums and libraries have been shut down until further notice. Legislative council meetings will continue. Some businesses have followed suit, with many extending their Lunar New Year holiday further, restricting their travel to mainland China. Of course, this was last week, and banning it outright to Wuhan and Hebei province. There was also a outbreak of avian flu, I believe, in the province south of Hebei. I've noticed a few things here lately as well, and it started sometime early in last week where Grab drivers were more obviously wearing their masks and they were taking more precautions when you got in the cab. It was a case of, how are you feeling today? There's hand sanitizer in the back. The Grab drivers that are appearing for the delivery food services, they're appearing wearing the masks a lot more often. I often see them using the hand sanitizers. They get back onto their motorbike. Supermarkets, I've seen it in the when I go to the dentists or the doctors, I've seen it there as well. So it's clearly... obviously, people are starting to take notice and do something about it. That question, though, of whether or not these things are being provided by their company or by their business, because it's a lot of money and an outlay, you know, and we've seen that a lot of these masks are sold out in many places, and where they are available, prices have been hiked just a little in some places, not everywhere, but they have been. In fact, when I was trying to buy some just the other day in a grocery store, the guy in the queue behind me saw that there was a whole bunch for sale on the counter right in front of where the two of us were. There must have been 30 or 40 in this basket. He bought the whole thing right in front of me, you know.
Right. And I'm thinking like with organizations, especially like where you meet a lot of people. But even then, right, a simple thing that a company can do is just buy for your staff, right? A simple mask, provide for them. And of course, sanitizers in the office, that sort of thing. I think the very simplest thing that you can do, like we meet lots of people.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, just today as I was going out to the lift as well, I noticed that a new sanitizing station had popped up right next to the lift, which I think is a great idea.
Yes.
You know, these little things. You just push it, you know, wipe your hands. And that's the thing, you know, it helps limit the spread of it. Just washing your hands more often than you would normally is a huge and great preventative measure.
I've been to the malls over the weekend, and I've noticed, like, in the malls itself, the workers at the malls have all been wearing masks. And, you know, I seen a couple of them have carrying their own little hand sanitizers that they'll keep in their pocket, which, again, you kind of wonder, like, you know, this is all additional cost, which is for their own health benefit anyways. But it's sometimes it's best if the organization takes the lead in things like this, right? Because then it's, you know, really about caring for your employees and making sure that they work in a comfortable environment. Plus, you know, working over the weekends is generally already very difficult. And now with an outbreak like this, and, you know, in shopping malls, you get tourists, basically. Those are the predominantly the people who go there. And you really don't know, you know, what the other person is going to be carrying and stuff, right? So, if the organizations or these retail malls, they provide these kind of hand sanitizers at the entrance or the exits of the lifts, near the escalators, you know, in hotspot areas where maybe even in the information counter, and then also for the brands themselves to provide facial masks for their workers would be, you know, really good. I've seen a couple of them, but I just don't know, like, is this, you know, self, you're funding it on your own? Because, like you said, it can be very difficult to find these kind of, you know, facial masks.
Just quickly back to Hong Kong. 8 publicly funded universities have asked their staff to work from home. 6 of them have arranged online teaching during this period. The property conglomerate New World Development said they donate $10 million Hong Kong dollars worth of face masks, hand sanitizer gels, and sanitizing wipes to its staff and low-income families to help prevent the spread of the virus. The Singaporean bank DBS opted not to shut their offices in Hong Kong, but has asked staff to wear surgical masks, reduce face-to-face meetings and physical contacts like handshakes. Macau, they're ensuring that customer-facing staff wear masks at all time and ask any employees who visited the mainland to stay home. All great measures. But yeah, again, the company that you'll work for, that you work for right now, are they helping you? Are they providing you with masks and sanitizers and all of these kind of stuff? Or are you buying them for yourselves? Because as Jeff just mentioned, it can be quite costly. We don't know how long this thing is going to be happening for. And the more we can do to help prevent it, the better off we all are. And of course, there are companies benefiting from this.
And I'd be interested to know if your company has done something innovative.
Yeah, interesting.
Right? You know, that we can all learn from.
Yeah. Let's take a short break. We've got music coming up next from the Lovin' Spoonful with Do You Believe in Magic? We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. We did manage to speak to Mintia, the community builder from Pitcher Eats. Some interesting developments over there. Let us know what you're thinking. Are your company giving you the protection that you need? Do you, if so, what are they? Let us know on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram available at BFM Radio. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. BFM 89.9.
Build fortunes modestly. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Rich Bradbury, in the studio with
Jeff Sandu,
Frida Liu.
With you until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Our question of the day is all about whether or not, for those of you, excuse me, who work with the public, does your company provide health and safety precautions? And if so, what are they? Do let us know. Get us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Poll running over on Instagram where we are asking you the same question. 65% of you are saying yes, your company does provide you with health and safety precautions. Let us know what they are. We've got hand sanitizer already on here. We've got face masks on here. I know here at BFM, there's hand sanitizers in the kitchen. There are face masks in the drawer if you look hard enough. you know, there's plenty of soap and water. And of course, just by the elevators, there is the hand sanitizer over
really?
There.
Got
yeah,
that.
You just got to look around, Frida. Now, before we move on, just a quick mention that World Cancer Day falls on February the 4th yearly with an aim to create a future without cancer. Tomorrow, we'll be observing this by hearing from cancer survivors about how they've prevailed in the world of business, innovations in the world of cancer research, and finally, reading recommendations for people living with cancer. All this coming your way tomorrow, so do tune in all day as we explore this year's theme of I Am and I Will on BFM 89.9. the business station. Right.
We're doing it at 10 a.m. for open for business tomorrow. So, yeah, stay tuned for that.
Indeed, we are. Now, just reading about some of the companies down in Singapore, and it turns out that Gojek and Grab are actually providing their riders, Gojek in particular, providing surgical masks and hand sanitizers to their drivers. What's the other one? ComfortDelGro. They're encouraging drivers to take precautions like cleaning and disinfecting their cabs more frequently and to wear a mask if they have respiratory symptoms. Interestingly, that Gojek and Grab are helping to curb the coronavirus spread in Singapore. And how they're doing that is because, of course, every time they take a ride, that ride is logged so they know where they're picking up from, where they're dropping off from. Singapore right now, I believe, has 10 cases, but they can track where the virus is, where it might go next, and they can give that data to the Ministry of Health, who will then be able to help track the spread of the virus, which is very smart thinking. You know, all this time we're thinking, why have they got my data? Useful, right? In the times like this, when that kind of data is very useful.
There was also, you know, me and Matt spoke about this last Friday, and there was a Canadian company that was that actually broke the news in later weeks of December, before it became a public thing, which was, you know, later in January. But in December itself, there was a company that was using AI that had kind of predicted that there's going to be an outbreak, and these are the reaches, like the countries that will get affected. And how they use that is they use an artificial intelligence machine that could go through over 61 different languages. So all the news that comes out from every, you know, basically all around the world, it goes through all of this news, and then it predicts what would happen next. And then it also looks into travel data, all the flights that take place from, you know, for example, here is Wuhan is I guess, you know, ground zero in that sense, right? So from Wuhan, where this, you know, majority of the flights are, the people based in Wuhan, where do they usually fly to, and so on. So it kind of accurately predicted of the places that, you know, would be infected and stuff. So, you know, as we move towards Industrial 4.0, you know, we hear ads about it and stuff. I think in the future, you will be able to, you know, at least get notifications of this and be ahead of the game.
Right.
Because it is, you know, we can't prevent all of them. Mm. Even until now, we don't really have a cure yet for coronavirus. But, you know, we got to rely on good use of technology in order for us to, you know, help to spread that, coronavirus.
Yeah. Predictive analytics, right? And, you know, even with Arab Spring before, right? I mean, AI also were able to do it. Now, will the governments take it seriously? You know, they should when they see these kind of trends happening. You know, if they knew about this in December, could things have,
being a little bit more different. Yeah. Over to Instagram, some of the responses. Elise has said, my company is providing with mask and sanitizer. And then we've got Adrian who's saying sanitizer, face mask, sanitizer wipes, tissues, and antibacterial soap. Brilliant stuff. Now, the reason that we ask this is because we know there's a lot of you out there who are, you know, frontline working with the public, whether or not you're working in a bank or you're driving, like a taxi or something like that, or even if you're working in, you know, any kind of public service. We thought we'd ask, you know, is your company providing you with stuff to help you through this? Now, of course, the Pitcher Project and Pitcher Eats, they're, of course, on the ground in many levels, delivering stuff and helping to serve food, and they have a kitchen, of course. So we thought we'd speak with Min Chia, the community builder from Pitcher Eats, and ask, how is Pitcher Eats providing its workers in the kitchen with proper health and safety precautions?
In Pitcher Eats, whenever our chef prepare food, we'll make sure that they are healthy. They are not sick at all. And the second is all of them have typhoid injection. And the third is we have our own set of hygiene guidelines that's based on Malaysian regulatory. So we do check on all the kitchens whenever the refugee chef are preparing orders in order to make sure that they are handling the food in a proper way.
Now, while you can control the kitchen a little more, what health and safety precautions are you giving your delivery people?
When it comes to our logistic team, firstly, we make sure that they are all being trained when in terms of handling food. The second thing is for each delivery, we will actually monitor them and have them to send us photos so that we are aware of the condition of the food, that they are not exposed to any foreign items. At the same time, while during the briefing in the catering training, we make sure that we let them know if they are sick, we will not allow them to work at all.
Now, especially whilst operating during the busy Chinese New Year season, how concerned is Pitcher Eats about any potential illness or virus-related issues?
It is definitely one of our concerns when it comes to foodborne diseases. But when it comes to other part where potential illness or virus-related issue, we definitely will keep ourselves updated and make sure that all our chefs are aware of it. If they are found to be sick, they have to go to clinic immediately to get the health check. However, we also make sure that within the team ourselves, especially for those who actually constantly drop by to family house, they are aware of the issue, and any one of us who is sick will have to stay away from all the operation part in order to make sure that the food is being handled properly.
That was Min Chia, the community builder from Pitcher Eats. All good stuff there. It seems like they've got everything in place. They know exactly what they're doing. What about places that you... do you have any concerns, either of you two, about ordering food whilst...
Yeah,
I think I did over the weekend as well.
I think like when we order our food, I do notice that the drivers are covering themselves. And I mean, the food's sort of like wrapped up in something, so I'm not too concerned.
It's you know, I think food deliveries... pretty much, I'm quite satisfied. Even before the outbreaks, they were generally already having their mask on because, you know, they're on their motorbikes and the fumes that you travel around is really more dangerous in some respects, right? Yeah. So, but I think for like the Grab drivers and stuff, the ones that you've experienced in the sense, I think, you know, they should probably will be the ones that, you know, should probably, I guess, you know, step up in, wearing masks when you're driving in the car, because you're picking up random strangers, basically, right?
And those random strangers taking those rides are likely to pick up germs as well.
Yeah, you never know, you know, where they came from and stuff. Yeah. So, you know, it's just...
It worries me when every time recently that I get in a Grab, you know, the second I get in a...
Or in a Lyft.
In a Lyft, just the other day, like I told you, you know, I don't know if I told you this, Frida. I got in the Lyft the other morning and a guy got in with a surgical mask on and went to the back of the Lyft and just, you know, he was himself back there. And the doors were closing, and as the doors were closing, another guy kind of just stuck his head in and just sneezed on the inside of the lift. And I kind of looked at the guy in the face mask, and he just darted out of the lift as the doors closed, and me and the sneezer were kind of stuck in this lift as it was coming up. And, you know...
You had to hold your breath.
I tried. That's the thing. I tried, and I got to, like, the third floor. I mean, we're on 3A, and as the doors open, I'm like...
Where's the pail of water? Splashes all over
the face. Exactly. And that's what it felt like. I'm like, come on, a bit of common sense. Just put your hand over your mouth at least, right?
In this day and age.
In this day and age, yes. Be a bit more sensible about it. Right, we've got to wrap up for this segment. We're going to take a short break with some music from U2 with Desire. When we come back, our next story about how China have built a hospital in just 10 days. Incredible. And then we'll have an update, of course, from the FBM KLCI, courtesy today of Mr. Jeff Sandu. Mm. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.